In this bulletin, Melburnians welcome the easing of coronavirus restrictions, with more businesses reopening and house visits allowed from today. The Royal Commission into Natural Disasters to hand down its report with bushfire recommendations. And in sport, FIFA's president tests positive to coronavirus. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News. Melburnians are able to head into retail shops and see friends and family inside as strict lockdown rules are lifted. Two adults from one household will be able to visit another home accompanied by any dependents from today. But households will be restricted to one inside social gathering per day, meaning those who receive visitors can't go to someone else's home that same day, and people won't be able to travel beyond their 25-kilometre limit. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says that while he hopes Victoria will never have to go into lockdown again, it's still up to people to make sure they take the necessary precautions.
We can't control everything, and it absolutely depends on those individual behaviours, because things can still run away from you with all the best systems for response in the world. If no one turns up for testing, if no one isolates for days after becoming symptomatic, you can't chase that with contact tracing. If people are out and exposing dozens and dozens of others when they're infectious, then you can never get ahead of that kind of a wildfire.
Other changes to restrictions in Melbourne include hospitality being allowed to reopen for dining with limits, as well as beauty parlours and personal care services with mask wearing. The United States, Russia and France have set new daily records for coronavirus infections. That's as a second wave swells across parts of the Northern Hemisphere, forcing some countries to impose new rules. The World Health Organization's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says hospitalizations are increasing too.
Last week saw the highest number of COVID-19 cases reported so far. Many countries in the Northern Hemisphere are seeing a concerning rise in cases and hospitalizations. And intensive care units are filling up to capacity in some places, particularly in Europe and North America.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has given his strongest indication yet that job seeker payments for the unemployed will continue to be paid at an elevated rate beyond this year. A $550 supplement was introduced at the height of Australia's outbreak to provide extra support to people on job seeker payments. But it was reduced to $250 in September and is currently legislated to expire at the end of December. But Mr. Morrison says the federal government intends to reveal the future of the payments by early December.
People can expect the COVID supplement to be going forward beyond the end of this year, and at the precise level and the arrangements that would sit around that are matters that the government is considering now and will be doing so over the next couple of weeks.
The Royal Commission into Natural Disasters is expected to discuss the role of Defence Force in bushfires when it hands down its final report today. The inquiry report will be provided to the Governor-General and is likely to feature recommendations about aerial firefighting, funding and mental health. A draft report released earlier in the year suggested local governments and some agencies were unsure what tasks the ADF could perform or how to seek help. The severe summer fires killed 33 people, destroyed thousands of homes, and burnt across an estimated 10 million hectares of land. In Thailand, pro-royal campaigners have rallied in Bangkok to show support for the monarchy in response to recent criticism of the palace. An older crowd turned out to back the royals compared to thousands of young students who were supporting the pro-democracy movement. This protester says it's important to honour the monarchy and show loyalty for the leader.
It's time we Thai people, we have to go out to protect our king today, because as long as we are Thai people, as long as we live in this land, there always be a king, now and forever.
The head of the global football governing body FIFA has tested positive to coronavirus after developing mild symptoms. President Gianni Infantino will stay in quarantine for at least 10 days. It's been revealed the 50-year-old Swiss lawyer attended a ceremony at the White House last month. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy 25, Adelaide, sunny 22, Melbourne, possible shower developing 20, Hobart, shower or 2, 16, Canberra, similar conditions 18, Wollongong, a few showers 19, Sydney, much the same 21, Newcastle, more rain 21, Brisbane, showers with a storm likely 27, Cairns, possible shower or storm 33, Darwin, showers and a storm 32. That's SBS News.